Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Germany, where an unusual therapy for dementia is yielding some surprising results for senior citizens. A nursing home in Dresden takes patients on a simulated trip back to a country that no longer exists, communist East Germany. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports.
On this recent morning, a dozen residents at the Alexa nursing home here in Dresden are busy exercising, but they aren't working their muscles. They are firing up their brains. For Eleanor Bellmann, that involves ironing tablecloths one after the other. The activity evokes memories in the 84-year-old, and she tells me how she took care of her husband and home here long ago. Sitting nearby is Gerda Nowak. She looks perplexed. The 93-year-old keeps asking, where am I supposed to go? Bellmann tells her to stay seated. But nursing home director Gunther Wolfram has a better idea. He suggests to Nowak they visit the local Intershop, like people here used to do when Dresden was part of the GDR, or German Democratic Republic. The state-run general stores are long gone, but a mock-up is only a few steps away from where the elderly woman is sitting. Wolfram says for dementia patients like Nowak, this trip down memory lane helps her escape from a mental prison that the newer, unified Germany can't unlock. That's because most of the memories these patients still have are of the past. Nowak searches the Intershop shelves for familiar products. Her face lights up each time she recognizes one. Like the shopping bag Wolfram holds for her, made out of a polyester fabric called Dederon, a name based on how GDR is pronounced in German. They also joke about the Alufenige he's holding. That's the nickname for the lightweight East German pennies that, like all GDR currency, weren't worth much. The store is in what Wolfram calls a remembrance room. There are two in his nursing home, each one filled with East German-made furniture, appliances, and other items from the 60s and 70s that the residents would have had at home or work. The rooms expand on a widely practiced treatment for dementia known as memory therapy. Experts say it's not a cure, but it can increase cognitive skills and a patient's independence.
Was wahrscheinlich wesentlich besser funktioniert, ist diese,
Wolfram says residents here do better when they are immersed in former East German culture. It's something Wolfram discovered 2.5 years ago after he bought a 60s-era motor scooter built in East Germany as a decoration for the nursing home.
They crowded around it and they started telling stories about how they used to ride with their girlfriends and how they used to have to stand up while driving the scooters because the seats got too hot. These stories were coming from people who had severe dementia and had rarely spoken before then.
But some German dementia experts have reservations about segregating residents into memory rooms. Dr. Vera Holthoff-Detow, a top psychiatrist in Berlin, is one of them. She says it's better to keep seniors suffering from early to middle stage dementia together with healthy residents, for example, in a music workshop.
A lot of people with dementia are very good in singing and in remembering the lines and having a wonderful voice. And in everyday life, they're not even able to really prepare a breakfast for themselves. And when they are seen by people without dementia in their capacities in music, they get a very different relationship to those people.
She says having a mixed community in a retirement home is beneficial not only to those with dementia, but to healthy seniors as well. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.